Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Does Prime Minister Netanyahu want to draw out the first phase of the ceasefire for political interests? Well, Kenneth McCartley joins us now on the line. Kenneth is a political analyst and researcher. Kenneth, once again, thanks for joining us on today's show.
Good afternoon, Mike, and to the listeners of Hi FM. Thanks for having me.
Indeed, always great to have you on board, Kenneth. Let's just recap on this headline in the Times of Israel. Netanyahu wants to draw out the first phase of ceasefire out of political interest. This comes from the National Unity Chairman, Benny Gantz. What do you make of that?
Yeah, look, this is the first time a senior leader in Israel or in the Western democracy, in the U.S., makes such a serious allegation or suspicion. During the negotiations of ceasefire, you've had a lot of critics, especially critics of the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who believed that Benjamin Netanyahu was not negotiating in good faith, and he was doing that to secure his political career. And when you look at the political situation in Israel before October 7th, you will remember that there were protests against the judicial overhaul.
Yes.
So there were groupings that did not really agree with the far-right government, the coalition that the Likud party led by Netanyahu was leading, and they did not agree with some of those proposed reforms of judiciary. So you've always had people who did not really believe some of the things which were proposed by Netanyahu's government. And when the October 7th came, because it was a tragic event, and then it sought to unify people under or running under the point of coming together and fighting the enemy. But there are still issues within the Israel democracies which need to be resolved, such as the judicial overhaul and the corruption allegation or the trial that the Prime Minister is facing, and obviously the dwindling support that he's facing, because a lot of people are running out of favor with him. They are no longer supporting what he used to stand for, because remember, he's the first Prime Minister of Israel to have led the Israelis to have let them down, because this is the first time that the Israelis have been attacked within their own borders under his leadership. So I think he still have to answer to that. You saw the other time when Hazel, the chief of the army, also resigned, or he took in retirement to say that I take full responsibility of what happened on the 7th of October. So we are yet to see more senior leaders in Israel taking ownership or accountability of what had happened
but certainly,
on the 7th of October.
Sorry, Kenneth, sorry to come in there, sorry to interrupt you, but certainly not the perfect time to be bringing up such a subject given the sensitivity of the hostage deal situation right now.
It is true, the timing is not good. It still requires the politicians or political leaders in Israel to be unified and fight the common enemy. Who is the common enemy? The common enemy is Hamas. And I think Gantz is also pointing out that we need to prioritize a release of all hostages to make sure, because they are not in good conditions under the tunnels in Gaza. So the first priority is the hostages, and then there's a necessity to try and put this array to Hamas to make sure that it is not going to be capable to do what it has done on the 7th of October. So I think if you go to the square, hostage square, you'll find families there who are also saying what Gantz is saying, that the priority has always been the hostages, release the hostages, make sure that they are safe or they come back to join their families in Israel. And we know that many of them have lost their lives in the tunnels in Gaza. So you can only wonder how their health has been compromised under such circumstances, under the tunnels in Gaza.
Indeed. Kenneth, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us on today's show to give us your views on this article appearing in the Times of Israel. And I quote the headline, Gantz Netanyahu wants to draw out the first phase of ceasefire out of political interest. Certainly not the time for political bickering at this point in time. But thanks once again, Kenneth Mokhatle, political analyst and researcher.